1. Eastern philosophies and spiritual traditions. Taoism. In Taoism, the concept of the Tao, the way, closely aligns with the idea of the void or emptiness. The Tao is the source of all things, and yet it is formless, ineffable, and infinite. Very similar to how you describe the spirit or void. Taoist thought emphasizes the idea of wu wei, or non-action, which is not about doing nothing but about acting in harmony with the natural flow of the universe. In this sense, the elements, earth, fire, water, air, are all manifestations of the Tao. Mastery of these elements leads to a state of balance and ultimately a return to the formless, to the void, where the spirit resides. Buddhism? Buddhism speaks of shunyata, emptiness, particularly in Mahayana and Zen traditions. Emptiness in this context is the realization that all things are interconnected and transient, lacking inherent essence or self. This could align with your idea of the spirit or void being the ultimate reality once one transcends attachment to individual identities or material existence. The Buddhist path to enlightenment involves a process of mastering one's desires and attachments, symbolic of the elements, to reach this state of emptiness. The five elements in Japanese tradition, Godai. In Japanese thought, the Godai represent five elements: earth, chi, water, mizu, fire, wind, ka, and void, ku. Void or ku is not just a physical absence, but the essence of spirit and consciousness, the creative force behind existence. These elements are believed to interconnect and influence both physical reality and personal growth, suggesting that mastering the elements leads to an understanding of the void, the source of all being. 2. Mythological and cultural references to elements and the void. Hinduism and the Panchabhutas. In Hindu philosophy, the Panchabhutas, five elements, are earth, water, fire, air, and ether, space or void. Ether, like the void in other traditions, is seen as the element through which the spirit or consciousness moves. It connects the physical and metaphysical realms, suggesting that to reach enlightenment one must understand the nature of all the elements, but ultimately transcend them to merge with the ether or void. Alchemy. In Western alchemy, there is a deep tradition of using the elements as symbolic tools for spiritual transformation. Alchemists sought not just to change physical matter, but to purify their spirit, often working through the stages of earth, water, air, and fire before reaching the final stage known as the quintessence, the fifth element, or the ether, sometimes referred to as the philosopher's stone. The quintessence represents the ultimate unity and transcendence of material existence, a parallel to reaching the void or spirit. Native American traditions. Many Native American tribes, including the Lakota and Hopi, have elemental systems that connect the earth, water, fire, and air to spiritual practice. The Great Spirit is often seen as the binding force that unites these elements and transcends them. The void, or great mystery, in some of these traditions, is seen not as emptiness, but as the potential for all creation, the source from which everything emerges. Greek philosophy. In Greek thought, the philosopher Aristotle added the ether as the fifth element beyond the classical earth, water, air, and fire. Ether, much like the void or spirit, was believed to make up the heavenly bodies and the divine, being the purest form of substance beyond the grasp of ordinary humans. Number 3. Application to Kitsune myths and self-discovery. In many of these traditions, we see a pattern. Mastery or understanding of the physical elements leads to an eventual confrontation with the void or spirit. This void is not a loss, but a state of profound unity, where all opposites, like creation and destruction, life and death, cease to exist as distinct concepts. The Kitsune, with its potential mastery over these elements, seems to be on a path not just toward greater power, but toward a deep integration of spirit and self. If each tale of the Kitsune represents a stage in this journey, then perhaps the ninth tale symbolizes the final mastery of spirit or void, where the Kitsune has learned to fully transcend its physical or elemental nature. The elements serve as metaphorical steps, each revealing more about the nature of existence and the spirit until only the void remains, the state of ultimate being and non-being.